A doctor called one of his patients on the phone and said, I have good news and bad news. The patient said, well, tell me the good news first. The doctor told him, you have 24 hours to live. The patient said, well, if that's the good news, what's the bad news? The doctor says, I've been trying to call you since yesterday. The parish council was meeting with the parochial vicar, and they said, we have great news and bad news. So what's the good news? The attendance in Mass has increased dramatically over the past month. He asked, what's the bad news? You've been gone the past month. They're jokes. We're familiar with these good news, bad news jokes. They're familiar to us. But in both of them, the subject is the same. The good news and the bad news happens to the same person. And oftentimes, as we hear the gospel, we might think, this is a good news, bad news situation. We know that we exist in the bad news. Sin. What we've done to ourselves and what we do to others. It's bad news. And we may think that the good news is something that just comes upon us. But the good news is about God. God is the good news. He's good. And what he offers is good. But the gospel just doesn't happen upon us. But rather, it's a decisive choice to follow him. A decisive choice to choose the good news. To choose the kingdom that he offers. Which brings us to today's gospel. Jesus calls James and John, Peter and Andrew, and they make a decisive choice to choose him, to follow him. And they leave all of their nets aside, and they follow the Lord. It's a decisive choice to choose the good. It also brings to us a beautiful image. Peter and Andrew, James and John were fishermen. And imagine, if you will, a fish. What happens if you pull a fish out of water? It flops around and it cannot survive. This is precisely the choice given to us in baptism. You see, at the very moment of the baptism of a child, the very life and the divine grace is infused in that child. It's like taking a fish out of water. It becomes something totally new and different. And by God's grace, we can be transformed into a new creation. Like the fish, it would be like a fish transformed into a human person. That's the radical transformation that God offers to us in his kingdom. We are offered the divine grace, the very divine life itself, to be transformed to be like God. It's that radical. But we have to allow God to do that. We have to allow God to change and to transform us, to allow us to live outside in a new world, in a new existence, in a new hope. How do we do that? How is it that we get out of the fishbowl? To see the new kingdom and the new reality that is offered to us by God. How is it that we work and cooperate with his grace? Well, we live in that new world. We live in the new world by meditating on it. And it's offered to us in the sacred scriptures. It is a new way of living, a new way of seeing things, a new way of existing, which opens to us the horizon of living differently, of being different. Working with God's grace. Pope Francis asks that we celebrate on the third Sunday of Ordinary Time, we celebrate the Word of God, the very gift of his divine inspiration given to us, that we meditate and reflect upon that divine word and allow it to transform us and to change us, to make that decisive choice to read and meditate upon the sacred scriptures. For when we do not do this, it's like us living in the fishbowl. We think it's a pretty great existence, but that's all there is, the fishbowl, nothing more. The divine life that is given to us and offered to us by Christ is to be pulled out of it and to see the new horizon that is offered to us. To see, as we meditate upon the scriptures, us walking with Christ, us encountering the poor and those in need, us being the Good Samaritan, and seeing the parables come alive in our own life. And while we are vastly different, we recognize that little by little, our story becomes God's story. And His salvation, written in the Scriptures, becomes alive in our hearts and in the world. The goal really is to see in ourselves, as others look upon us, the gospel. To see us, our life, reflect that of Christ. Think about what happened to James and John, Andrew and Peter. They followed the Lord, and their life was totally transformed and changed to be a self-gift, a gift to others, even to the point where it imitated the very death of Christ Himself. Let us pray that as we take this opportunity to reflect, as Pope Francis has invited us to, how much do we read the Scriptures? How much do we immerse ourselves in the sacred text? How much do we allow that text to conform our lives so much that when people look at us, they see the gospel come alive? That's really the goal, to become that new creation that God intends us to be the very moment of our baptism. That's the good news. How do we make that decisive choice? It is a choice. Do we take time to meditate upon the Scriptures each morning? Do we go to programs like the Kingsmen at 6 a.m. to hear about the Book of Revelation, or Women of Faith on Wednesday morning? Do we participate in those programs that foster a culture of meditating and reflecting upon the Word of God? Do we allow the words that we hear today transform us so we can be like them? Let us give thanks to God for the gift of His Word. Let us pray that this Eucharistic sacrifice may totally transform us to be the new creation He desires us to be, so that others look upon us, they may see Christ.